This is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the EDGE Business District Association, and this is the week of December 16th in News on the EDGE. So fingers are still crossed, and we're hoping that the Reyes-Hines development for the historic gas plant district gets all the green lights and we're back on track again with that. It means so much for our community, so many jobs, development, new homes for people, etc. So very excited that that's still a possibility. Holiday weekends are really nonstop celebrations right now. So it's nice to see our area recovering and getting back to, you know, a more normal. Obviously, there's lots of folks and businesses that are still in recovery, but every day it gets a little bit better. Events that are coming up, want to thank everyone who came out to the EDGE Business District Association quarterly cleanup at the Moxie Hotel. They were just fabulous there at the Moxie. The whole team helped out, set up a beautiful morning for us with croissants and bagels and bananas and coffee and everything else we needed for the cleanup. So thank you to them, and keep Pinellas beautiful. It was a beautiful morning, and we got the EDGE nice and clean that morning. Mezzo Market is coming up. That's December 21st. So for those of you not familiar, that is a local maker's market along Baum Avenue and part of 11th Street. Over 125 vendors will be there. Plus, we always encourage folks stop by our brick and mortars in the district while you after you visit the market or afterwards. And then parking is a little bit of a challenge, but you can park over at Tropicana Field with Park Mobile. So we got thousands of spaces over there. So make your way to the district for December 21st. Kind of one of the last fun local days for shopping before Christmas. New businesses in the EDGE. Bar Mezzo has just been packed on the weekends. In fact, there was a line down the block to get in to Miracle at Mezzo at Bar Mezzo this last weekend. Sweet Green Restaurant is open now. So that's next to the Enigma Bar and Lounge Group. And they've got all sorts of healthy options, and folks have been raving about that newest restaurant in the EDGE. Sun Bear Coffee Roasters Cafe is setting up inside Sans Market as a new pop-up business in the district. So extremely excited to see that new group open and pop in, say hi, tell them you heard about them from Radio St. Pete. And coming soon, we've got several more places. Pure Green Acai Bowls is coming in February. Sparrow, the rooftop restaurant bar at Moxie, that's just the buzz has been just flying around. That is open very, very soon to the public. So keep an eye on the news for when that is available for you to come and dine and have great views of St. Petersburg and the EDGE District. Last but not least, coming soon, the public parking garage. So Q1 next year, it's just been, they've been putting up so quickly. It's prefab, and then they bring them in and build it like a Tinker Toy set. So it's just going up the speed of light. 400 new parking spaces for the district. So super excited about that. For drinking and eating, eat local, drink local, spend local. We've got 36 places now to eat or drink in the EDGE. More coming soon. I wanted to focus on sweets in the district. So I have a sweet tooth at this moment. And so typically what I'm hungry for is what I talk about. So if you go to Sourdough Co., they literally have a dozen different desserts that are all based on sourdough. And the most flavorful, the just all different kinds of either cinnamon or torts or danishes, cinnamon rolls, all sorts of yummies. So definitely check out the bars and the cakes and all those different things they have at Sourdough Co. Sometimes I have one with lunch. Sometimes I take one to go. You can maybe bring some back to the office. Copa has their evening time menu with the creme brulee, the golden churros, the chocolate torte, and these are beautiful portions. And so you are, if you have any room left after dinner, those are really, really yummy. Or if you want to have maybe dessert and drinks in the district and not necessarily have dinner, that's a great thing to do. Very tapas style at Copa. Speaking of tapas, a Hawker's Asian Street Fair, they have the Yohi bag of donuts. So little toothpicks that you can stab into them and eat them kind of like donut lollipops. But those are with a little dusted powder. Those are super good. Red Mesa Mercado just salivating now thinking of their coconut tres leches key lime empanada. So an empanada using key lime. I have not had that yet, but now that's my new must-have. Mercado churros and sweet plantains are good anytime. A Pizza Box does a seasonal dessert pizza, which is, if you've not had their non-dessert pizza, they are incredible. The goat cheese and buffalo chicken is one of my favorites, but they have all different kinds of seasonal pizzas, salads, and the dessert there is fantastic at Pizza Box. Nearby there, one of our other great Italian restaurants, Bavaro's, features classic tiramisu and Nutella pizza. So if you're looking for sweets in the district, whether it's after your meal that you've had or maybe just going out for dessert and drinks, we definitely have you covered. And there's about 8 more places to go to, so no time to talk about all of them, but definitely get some sweets in the Edge District. Shop small, shop for the holidays, shop for the community. Our local businesses are the core of St. Pete's economy, jobs, vibe, and identity. So really get out there and support them for your holiday shopping. If you don't know exactly what to get, buy a local gift card to our restaurants, retail, service, entertainment. In the Edge District, there's a little bit of everything. So definitely find something. What I like to do with a gift card from a local place is buy just a little something so they get a taste of what that is, and then the gift card with it. For holiday entertainment, Zubrick Holiday Spectacular, they still have some of those shows remaining. Many have sold out. People are been raving about it nonstop. So definitely check their calendar for the Zubrick Holiday Spectacular Magic Show. Galas upcoming all over the place. So have dinner in the Edge before you go to the galas and the Christmas events and holiday parties. It's also a great time after a holiday party, whether it's family, friends, colleagues, work, etc., to pop over to the district and have a coffee, have a tea, have a drink. Definitely be responsible when you're driving, but Enigma Bar and Lounge is one of the favorite places for post-holiday parties for folks to come, enjoy a little dancing, a little show, etc. All of our local nonprofits, it's been a tough year with the slow summer, hurricanes, etc. So please give for the holidays. CASA, Great Explorations, Creative Clay, Daystar Life Center, 15th Street Farms, the Global Love Project, and Westcare. Those are all of our Edge Association partners. And really, reach out, give them love. And of course, your beloved Radio St. Pete, not-for-profit, playing local music. If you want to find out more about the Edge, edgedistrict.org. Have a happy, happy holiday.